let curiosity roll.
Hello, and welcome back to Deep Thoughts and Whatnot, where we embrace the rabbit holes and explore the adjacent possibilities, written by humans, delivered by artificial intelligence. Today, we're talking A-plus problems and the art of dragon slaying.
Ever get that feeling? Like you're always busy at work, but not really getting anywhere.
Oh yeah, definitely. You're checking things off, right? Like you said, busy. But is it really moving the needle?
That's it. It's like you're constantly putting out fires instead of, I don't know, like actually preventing them.
Totally. We're diving into all that today. This whole idea of focusing on the right problems.
And we've got a great source to help us with this. We're looking at Peter Thiel's philosophy of one person, one problem.
Yeah, he used this at PayPal, you know, back when they were just getting started.
Right. They totally changed how we pay for things online.
Exactly. So the idea is you find your best people, the A-plus players, and give them the A-plus problems to solve.
So the things that will have the biggest impact.
Yeah, exactly. And then you got to create the right environment for them so they can really like focus on solving those problems and not get bogged down with other stuff.
Okay, so this makes sense in theory, but how do you even know what a real A-plus problem is?
Well, it's not just about how hard it is, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be something that will really move the needle.
Like make a real difference for the whole organization.
Exactly. Like at PayPal, a big A-plus problem was how to stop fraud.
Oh, right. Back then, nobody knew how to deal with that in the online world.
Yeah. And if they hadn't figured it out, online payments might have never taken off the way they did.
So if those are the A-plus problems, what are we all getting stuck on instead?
Okay, so those are the B-plus problems, the ones that feel urgent, you know.
But they don't really matter in the long run.
Yeah, it's like you get that little feeling of accomplishment when you check them off the list.
But they're keeping you from the stuff that could really change the game.
It's like this. Imagine a ship, right? And it's got all these leaks.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
The B-plus problems are like patching those leaks. You got to do it, but it's not going to get you where you need to go.
And the A-plus problems are like what? Figuring out how to steer the ship. Mm-hmm. Or even where to sail.
Exactly. You're charting the course, you know, thinking bigger picture.
Okay, so this one person, one problem thing, though. I mean, doesn't that sound like a recipe for burnout? Like piling too much on one person?
I see what you mean, but that's where the idea of single-threaded work comes in.
Single-threaded work. What's that?
So the source really emphasizes this, especially for creative work. People need focus.
Like deep focus on just one thing.
Right. When you can really dedicate yourself to one problem at a time, you can get into the state of deep work.
Okay. And that means no distractions.
As few as possible. See, all that multitasking, all that context switching, it really slows you down. Research shows that. So the idea is to eliminate that switching as much as you can.
So it's like giving someone a clear goal, a specific problem, and a deadline, and just letting them run with it.
Yes. And the source even calls the deadline a DDDD, a drop dead due date.
Catchy, but isn't that a lot of pressure? Like, what if they get stuck?
That's where the leader comes in. The source calls them the slayer of dragons.
Wait, dragons, like mythical creatures.
Huh, not quite. But the idea is the same. The leader's job is to protect the team from all those things that get in the way. All the distractions, the bureaucracy, you know, the unnecessary meetings.
Right, all the stuff that just eats up your time and energy.
Exactly. So they're like a shield, allowing the team to really focus on the work.
So what does that look like in practice? Like, what would a dragon slaying leader actually do?
Well, they're really good at clearing roadblocks.
Like if someone needs access to a specific resource,
they'll make that connection. Or if someone's getting bogged down with too many meetings,
they'll step in and say, nope, not happening.
Exactly. And if there are bureaucratic hurdles, they'll cut through the red tape, anything to keep the team moving forward.
So it's not just about delegating. It's about actively participating and clearing the way.
Absolutely. Leading from the front is so important here. When the leader is willing to get their hands dirty, you know,
work alongside the team.
Yeah, it shows they're really invested in the work. And it builds a sense of like camaraderie.
Like everyone's in it together. Okay, so I can see how this approach would be really effective for individual focus. But what about collaboration?
Right, because don't you need different perspectives to solve really complex problems?
I mean, that's what we always hear, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And this is where building the right team is key.
Okay, so how does that fit into the one person, one problem approach?
So each person might be focused on their own specific problem, but the team as a whole should be diverse. You need your creative thinkers, people who are great at execution, people who can adapt to changes, all those different strengths.
And the leader's role is to bring those strengths together.
Exactly. They make sure that people are communicating, sharing knowledge, and working together when they need to, even if they're working on separate problems.
So we've talked about the mechanics of all this, but why go through all this trouble? I mean, A-plus problems sound kind of intimidating, don't they?
Yeah,
they can be, but they're the ones that really make a difference. Think about it. When have you felt the most satisfied at work? Was it when you're doing busy work or when you overcame a big challenge?
Yeah, it's those times when you really achieve something meaningful.
Exactly. That's where the real fulfillment is.
So the question for our listeners today is, are you working on the problems that matter? Or are you getting stuck in the B-plus cycle?
It's easy to get caught up in those B-plus problems, you know? They feel urgent, but they're not moving you forward.
It's like you said before, patching those leaks while the storm's raging around you.
Exactly. It's worth taking a step back and really looking at what you're spending your time on.
And if you find yourself stuck in that cycle, remember what we've talked about today.
Seek out those A-plus problems. Build a team that can tackle them.
And be that dragon slayer for your team.
Because real progress doesn't come from doing more. It comes from focusing on the right things. And that's really the heart of this one person, one problem idea.
Great advice. Thanks for diving into this with us today.
My pleasure.
And for our listeners, keep pushing for those breakthroughs. Remember, the biggest wins come from solving the problems that really matter.
There you have it. Dragon slayed and problems well played.
Team stuck in meetings, the ship's leaking slow. Storm clouds building, can't handle the flow. A plus people with A plus strain. Laser focus clears the chain. Hard problems, that's where magic hides. We chase the easy, where comfort resides. Single threaded focus, let's take it slow. A plus work, watch the brilliance grow. Switching chaos, quality fades. Too much juggling, the system degrades. Clear goals shining, a leader's guide. Talent unlocks when the lanes are wide. Hard problems, that's where magic hides. We chase the easy, where comfort resides. Single-threaded focus, let's take it slow. A-plus work, watch the brilliance grow. Lead a clear path, slays the beast. Aligns the team for the creative feast. Roll up sleeves, show we're in this fight. Together we'll conquer with all our might. Where comfort resides. Single-threaded focus, let's take it slow. A plus work, watch the brilliance grow. Breakthrough shine with focus on.